I spent a not insignificant part of my day-to-day listening to Mark Rosewater's Drive to Work podcasts. It reminded me of the time I was writing regularly for Star City Games, which was, as an experience, quite good for me, but in many ways soured me. I found it very frustrating that I got very minimal editorial feedback. What I didn't realize at the time was that for the most part, the editor didn't need to tell me anything. I was filling column inches in the free spaces, and I was doing it fairly competently. So, broadly speaking, I was just a workhorse, and it didn't really matter what I was trying to do. One of the things I did write about a lot on Star City was design, and I wrote about it from the perspective of effectively an enraged amateur. Mostly, I had issues with green and green's place in the color pie as far as flavor went. During this time, I was, to say the least, ungracious. I very often admitted that I didn't really have any authority to claim the things I did, but I tried to argue with passion where I would not necessarily have been able to argue with authority. This has been on my mind because Mark's podcasts have been very comforting in underscoring the depth and the degree to which this man thinks about the game. Also, honestly, I think he and I agree on an awful lot of stuff. I'm slightly frustrated that it didn't come through in the mechanics of what they're expressing, but at the time when I was writing, I wrote as an angry youth, raging at what I saw as an unequal power system, where someone who was clearly not as good as me was making decisions I didn't agree with. I doubt this will ever be heard by Mark Rosewater, or Aaron Forsyth, or Devin Lowe, but I'd like to say at least somewhere on the record that I can point to that I'm sorry. I'm not sorry for caring about the game, and I'm not sorry for arguing about the things that I thought should be in it, but I know that there are times where even if I didn't say it out loud, I thought these men were stupid, and that was wrong of me.